It is a great time to be talking to the Sheriff of Sonoma County, Steve Freitas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you today?
So far, so good. Should be an interesting day for you. Of course, your tenure as Sheriff of Sonoma County began in 2011, reelected in 2005, and now, is today your last day at the office
today
or is tomorrow?
Today is my last day at midnight tonight. I'm no longer the sheriff.
All right. Well, it's great to have you here on the last day on the job. Your term.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to do so. Your term doesn't end until the end of next year. I have to ask you this question, Sheriff. You say you're retiring for medical reasons, and with all due respect to your privacy, lots of people in the county want to know, are you going to be okay?
Well, I certainly hope that I'm going to be okay, and my doctor, he's got some plans to get this figured out and get a good thing of treatment going. I certainly hope and expect to be okay, but I am having some medical problems right now, that's for sure. Enough to where it makes it to where I can't do my job effectively. So I think it's best for not only me and my family, but for the sheriff's office and for the community, because I would have to miss a lot of work while I'm going through this. So that's not fair to anybody.
All right. We'll keep a good thought, and thanks for answering that question, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Larry.
You've said you're most proud of your renewed relationships that you have with the rural residents. Sonoma's such a diverse place where you got to send your officers out, you know, the Russian River. There's just so much land and space. Did you make that an effort, a conscious thing, like we got to go reach out to people that aren't that close to us?
Yeah, absolutely. When I became the sheriff, he went out to different community groups and different things, and one common theme that I heard all the time was, don't forget about us. 90% of Sonoma County is unincorporated, and a lot of people lose sight of that, or they just don't know that. And so from those communities, I heard, you know, the sheriff is our law enforcement, and we feel like we need a better connection with you, and we need more service for you. The sheriff's office has focused too much on urban crime. This is when I was first running. And so I think we've really done a good job with their help. They told us what they needed. They told us how we could do it. And now we have deputies that do that job on a regular basis through the Farm Watch program, through working with the Farm Bureau. And that is something that I'm proud of, and I think that the relationship is very, very good right now. I still talk with them on a regular basis, and I know they talk to their deputies quite a bit also.
Well, Sheriff, we can't speak to you without speaking to the year 2013, when your office probably faced the biggest challenge of your tenure, when Officer Eric Gilhouse shot and killed 13-year-old Andy Lopez. Gilhouse thought his BB gun was actually an assault rifle. The public outcry was very loud and very sustained. What did the sheriff's office learn from that tragic incident?
Well, I think we learned that things can, of course, change rapidly. We learned that things affect communities within the sheriff's office, within the community itself, different segments of our community. I think we learned that we could possibly do a better job communicating with people in Sonoma County, even if you're talking about those rural people, because everybody in Sonoma County was concerned about that. So we definitely learned that we needed to communicate better, and I think that's one of the drivers to why we have now such a full-time press information officer, Spencer Crum, you know him, and now we have a community engagement, a coordinator, someone who coordinates that. That's Misty Harris. So we're trying to coordinate our efforts to make sure our communications can get out to as many people as we possibly can, whether it's in person at events, whether it's doing things like I'm still doing on my last day. I'm on the radio with you. I know that Spencer and Misty are on the radio with you regularly. And then, of course, social media, which we have a very large and I think a very, very well-done social media program.
Sort of speaking about that, you know, talk about the future of law enforcement. I think we're on the precipice of a new way we'll do policing. You know, body cameras, facial recognition, GPS. You mentioned social media. What do you think about the future of law enforcement?
Oh, boy, I think one thing I've learned it's almost 33 years now, just a couple of months away from 33 years, is that law enforcement is one of those things that changes a lot. I don't know how much any of us like change, but law enforcement as a profession has changed so much in my time, and I think it's going to continue to do that. I think some of the things you mentioned specifically, you know, the body cameras now are it's almost second nature. It's a piece of equipment, and I think they've done wonderful things for us. I think that the deputies have bought into them. I think we've had a lot of successes with the body cameras, the facial recognition stuff that you're mentioning, the GPS stuff. That gives us other avenues to help us with investigations, to figure out things in these cases, but it also creates different types of crimes that we now have to investigate. You know, identity theft and financial scams have only increased with the advent of, you know, smartphones and more technological things like that. So it's a double-edged sword where we have to change to adapt to the crimes that occur with these new technologies. We're also able to use those same new technologies to make our job easier.
Sheriff, over the course of your tenure as Sonoma County Sheriff, what are you most proud of, and what is the thing you wish you could have done a little better?
Well, I would go back to the communication thing, both inside the sheriff's office and outside the sheriff's office. I'll start with what I think I could do better. Some members of the sheriff's office told me at a meeting that we had that they wish they had seen me communicate more with them, even though I knew that I was out there on TV, I was on CNN, I was doing these interviews, but some people weren't able to see that. And the sheriff's office is so big and so spread out, like you mentioned, you know, where the deputies are out. I can't see everybody all the time. So one of the things that we learned is a lot of the interviews I do, especially the TV ones, people at the sheriff's office, the press people, they actually record me doing the interview, and then we're able to send it out to all the staff so they can see, you know, exactly what I said, and they get all the questions, not just maybe the 60 seconds that's on TV, or they can see it on their email in case they missed the whole thing. And likewise within the community, the ability to communicate with the community that way, I think that's something that we learned, and I think it's something that was a positive where we got criticized for and said, okay, there's a way we can do this better, and we learned from it, and I think we do it better now. And I think the sheriff's office will continue that without me. And then, again, things I'm proud of, definitely the renewed relationship and just the great things that we're doing within the agricultural community with Crime Watch and marking rural equipment and doing education with the rural community. That's something. And then also getting the employees' salary and benefits taken care of. I mean, that was affecting us more than anything has affected us during my time as sheriff, where people were just making so much less money than their peers within the county. It was affecting our ability to even do our job. So to get that taken care of to where the benefit package and the pay package is competitive, is, although ultimately I know that's the Board of Supervisors that did that, but I publicly advocated. I went on TV again for that. I was a champion for that for not just the deputies, but all the county employees. So that's something that I think we've accomplished in the last couple of years that I'm happy about.
Talk to us for a minute about Assistant Sheriff Rob Giordano.
Okay, first of all, he's a great guy. I think that he is right now at this time. Well, I would have loved to have finished my term, and it was my intention to do so. Right now at this time, he is absolutely the best person for the job. He knows everything I know. He knows where we're at and where we're going right now. And we make year-long goals at the beginning of every year, and he's got all those things down. So he is the most qualified and best person for the job right now to finish it out. He also has a great temperament for sheriff. People who know Giordano like him. He's a very likable, affable
person. He's a very likable guy, yes.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And so I think right now that's important also. So those two things. And then finally, I think this is very important. He doesn't want to run for sheriff. He is absolutely willing to be the sheriff right now because that's the job when you're the number two person. When the number one person gets hit by a bus or has to go or whatever happens, you got to step in and fill those shoes. And he's doing that, and I really appreciate and admire him for doing that. But he is not going to run in the election, and I think that will help the election stay as pure and as the best way for the public to pick the next sheriff. So those are the three things. He's qualified, he's got the right personality, and he's not going to run for sheriff. So I think he is by far the best choice right now.
Well, Sheriff Freitas, we appreciate you being with us on a very busy final day as sheriff. So thanks for that. We wish you much good luck in your fight upcoming, and we thank you for your service to Sonoma County.
Well, thank you so much. And I just want to tell you, all of you at KSRO, and I've been on the afternoon shows and morning shows, even during controversial times or good times, you guys have always been fair and polite, and I really appreciate that. We need more and more of that in our society, and KSRO is a great example of that.
Thank you, Sheriff. We'll keep doing what we do, and much good luck to you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.